Good morning and welcome to Mana here on June 20th, year 2022. Well, that's exciting because what that means that Lighthouse is having its annual Vacation Bible School, VBS. That's this Wednesday, Monday through Wednesday from for the kids, 9 until 12, and then Wednesday night, 7 to 8 p.m., I think, or 6 to, you got to come and find out for sure. But anyway, it's an hour-long program on Wednesday night for the parents to come and see what's been happening for the kids during VBS. Well, Monday for VBS, today, is the passage, Psalm 139, verse 14, and it's titled, Fearfully and Wonderfully Made. Let me share that passage with you. It says, I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it well. God, you know, we've seen that t-shirt a long time ago that says, God don't make junk, you know, and that is so true. Look at the uniqueness of God in the uniqueness of people, right? So vast, so marvelous. There's no two people alike. But why does God do that? Because he wants a relationship with us personally. Yes, there's a corporate relationship with all believers in Christ who've surrendered to him, but that doesn't mean that it's the personal part that he longs for most importantly. You know, oftentimes we don't see it the way that God sees it. In fact, oftentimes we will look in the mirror and we don't like what we see. We see imperfections. It's like, I don't like this lump in my nose, or I don't like the way my ears look on my face, or, you know, I wish my teeth were different, or whatever it might be, you know, my cheeks are too high, or my cheeks are too low, or, you know, my hair is not enough, or my hair is too much, or, you know, we're easy to criticize our appearance. But then there are other times when we don't want to look in the mirror at all, because we don't want to see ourselves. We don't want to see ourselves as the person who has done whatever it might be that you've done or that I've done or that what I've said or that I've thought, whatever that may be. But when we do, we have to be honest with ourselves. We have to see us according to the truth of who we are. But that doesn't mean we're stuck there. Because what are we? Well, according to God's litmus test of who we are we good? Well, they answer the question, you know, have you ever told a lie? Well, that's question number one. The answer to question number one is all of us would say yes. So what does that make us? I've heard the term human. And well, no, yeah, that's true. But what is it? You know, so I ask them, if I tell a lie, what is that? How would you describe me? And they say, well, you're a liar. You know, it's like, well, that's true. You know, and have you ever taken anything from anyone or something that doesn't belong to you? And of course, what does that make us? Because we answer yes to that, and that makes us a thief. And so we can go continue down the list of God's test of how good are you? And we see that we become, if we've ever lusted in our hearts after a woman, God says it's as though you've committed adultery. But wait, I haven't ever murdered anybody, you know, so at least maybe I might get one right. Well, God says if you've been angry with a person without a cause, then it's as though you've murdered them. I mean, if you've ever called someone an idiot, you are in danger of hellfire. Wow, I didn't know that. Because the issue is about the heart. But God doesn't just leave us there. He doesn't want us to be consumed by our failures. He wants to set us free. He has purpose for us. He wants to free us from our guilt and our shame and our failures. And he wants us to live according to the life that God has designed for receiving Christ, for knowing Christ, having Christ in us. Because he changes us. Not our behavior. He changes our hearts. He changes us from the inside out. So here's some passages I want to share with you today that go along with this Psalm 139, verse 14. Ephesians 1:7, it says, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of God's grace. You see, that's God's love being demonstrated to us in that while we're yet sinners, Christ died for us to save us from a wrath to come. Because the truth is if we just trust in our own selves, our own goodness, then how do we stand before a righteous and holy God? How many questions do we get right? Well, we're going to have this goose egg. But there's one correct answer that says, yes, I'm a failure in all those areas, God, but I know your son. See, I've received your son. And he says, oh, that's where the change is made, is when we receive the Son of Christ, meaning we receive all that Jesus did. Romans 6:6 says, for we know that our old self was crucified with Jesus so that the body ruled by sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. Galatians 2:20 says, I have been crucified with Christ and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. You see, I can't be worthy. I have to understand that I am fearfully and wonderfully made by a creator who wants a relationship with me, but I am the one that has separated myself from him. But he's made the way for me to be restored to him, and that's through his son. And when we receive that recognition that Christ was crucified for me, I am no longer bound by that. In fact, what I do have is I have what it describes for us in Ephesians 2:10. It says, for we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good work, which God prepared in advance for us to do. You see, the response is not, I do good works in order for God to receive me. No, it's, I do good works because God loves me and I want to respond back in that love. Colossians 3:1 says, since then you have been raised with Christ, set your heart on things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. That's our true destiny. As we surrender to Christ. 1 Peter 2:9 says this, but you are a chosen people. This is how God describes his people. You are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness and into his wonderful light. See, we declare his praises because of, look at what he's rescued us from. We realize that. If you haven't ever been rescued from that darkness, then how do you know how to praise God? Psalm 139:14, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, O God. I know that full well. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, the conclusion of the matter, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. God is our purpose when all things become new. You see, because he changes from the inside out. So if you don't know him today, just as many of these children are going to learn who Jesus is, but they're going to learn about why they need him, just as I hope you understand why you need Jesus. He's a Savior who saved us from our failures, our sins, and the consequence of that sin is death. But he rose from the grave. He's alive. We worship a risen Savior, and he's able to change our hearts from the inside out. Won't you invite him to come into your life, to forgive you, and to be your Lord and Savior today? God bless you, and thank you for joining me today.